Being the number one ranked angler off the State Farm World Rankings has a lot of dividends. And with me today is the guy that holds that seat right now, Greg Hackney. And Greg, getting ready to fish the Potomac River.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I got a little pressure on me this week.
Well, you certainly do. Not only are you the number one ranked angler, but got a chance at Angler of the Year for the FLW. And right in the thick of things, JT Kenny, of course, is leading that right now with a few points ahead of you. But if you do well in this event, you could come out of that thing with the Angler of the Year.
Yeah, I really could, and this is something that's kind of haunted me the last couple of years. You know, I've been in position to win some of these Anglers of the Year. I haven't been able to follow through with it, so I'm hoping this is going to be my time.
Well, it wasn't too long ago. You got second in both BASS and FLW in Angler of the Year ranks, won the Rookie of the Year award from Bass, and from coming out there and getting after it, you've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, I've been really fortunate. Things just been kind of working my way.
Well, you know, I guess, Greg, you know, a lot of people know you live in Louisiana, Gonzales, and but are actually an Arkansas guy by birth. And now you're the ranked number one in the world. What does that mean to you? I mean, what does that say to you?
You know, it's really an honor. I can remember about 4 or 5 years ago when I could have just dreamed about something. You know, at that time, I was just kind of getting my foot in the door and starting my professional career, and I never dreamed that I would have been able to move as fast.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and you talk about moving fast, and you have moved fast. I mean, you come out of the gate just really smoking them. And when you think about it, you look back and you think, man, this is a whirlwind deal. I'm just getting started.
You can look at that two ways. It can be really good or it can be really bad. But I had a couple years there starting off, you know, that I started off kind of slow. And really, in a way, over that five-year period, it's been kind of a gradual thing. I've probably moved faster than a lot of people have, but I had a lot of fishing experience, you know, before I started fishing professionally.
Well, you know, this E50 deal going on right now up in the northern part of the country, you know, and I look at the leaderboard, and of course, Greg Hackney's name's not there. It's almost sinful as the number one ranked angler in the world not to be there, but you had to have those credentials for the 2 years running.
Right. It just, I guess it's kind of been a weird situation for me because I started on the FLW tour and then went to Bass, and, you know, now I currently fish both tours. And so, I just don't have the time in. I probably have the finishes. I just don't have the time in that the other guys do.
Well, I'm going to put an extra incentive here for you. You know, State Farm, who is the ranking sponsor for the World Rankings, has got a stipend now. It's going to be a bonus. If you're the number one ranked angler coming out of Top Gun, you're going to get some more money.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about the Top Gun World Championship. You know, that's an awesome deal. 25 guys fishing for $100,000, and it's the best 25 guys in the world. You know, because it is the world ranking. You know, it's not in one tournament trail or the other. It's in both tournament trails.
Well, Greg, you know, you talk about that, and you look at Top Gun. Of course, it's going to be in Fort Worth, and it's going to be hotter than blue blazes on a lake that most of you haven't fished. It's going to be a couple of fun days of practice, and, you know, you're really going to gear up for the fishing part of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. That is, you know, actually, it's funny, but that's always been one of my favorite times of the year to fish is during the hottest part of the season. I don't know if it's just I kind of grew up, that's when most of our tournaments were. So here the last couple of years, we don't really fish that much, you know, July, August, when it's really, really hot. You know, we don't have that many tournaments. So I'm really excited about fishing a tournament that time of year.
Well, you heard it first here, fans, and when you listen to this, Greg Hackney may be the guy to be on the bubble to win that whole event because, you know, if you like that type of year and with the years you've been having here, well, I'm going to put my money on you right now.
Well, I don't know if I'd do that, but I'm still probably kind of a long shot because you got to figure that it's 25 of the best, you know, not just one. It's 25 of us. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, Greg, how are you handling the media stuff? You know, you're here on Bass Fan Radio, but you've been on television everywhere and on radio and in the magazines and all that. Is that taking a lot of your time?
Well, no, not really. You know, it takes a little bit of it. You know, I'm probably a little rusty at that. You know, this is all kind of a new deal for me. I've been kind of always one of those guys that just showed up and fished a tournament and went home after it was over with, so kind of being in the limelight like this is, you know, it kind of catches me off guard sometimes. And, you know, I like going to Walmart or, you know, going to some sporting goods store and somebody will recognize me in there, you know, from TV or something. And, you know, it really pumps you up. You know, it really makes you feel like you've accomplished something.
You're going to have that more and more. And with the number one ranked angler in the world, you know, from the State Farm rankings, not only are you getting the news stories because you keep fishing well, but you've always got your picture on the front of BassFan.com, too. So, you know, every day, as you stay in number one, you get your picture there every day.
Right. You know, and if I get down about something, I just log on to the Internet and get on BassFan, and I say, look at there.
Well, that's very, very important. Now, you talk about these top 25 guys, and maybe we got to go over that real quick. They're going to be from both the FLW and BASS Trail, as you mentioned. And it's going to be kind of a unique setting because you guys are going to fish out of your own boats, You're going to fish using your own gear and tackle, wear whatever shirt you want to wear, and come out there and really just fish. I mean, it's not going to be about all the hoopla. It's going to be about 5 days of real hard fishing.
You know, to me, I'm kind of looking at it, it's just a big money fruit jar tournament. It's the kind of tournaments I grew up fishing, and I really like that. Like last year when I fished the Elite 50s, when you have that good group of fishermen together, it really makes it a lot of fun.
Well, you know, that's what it's really all about. You know, we're really trying to bring this sport together. You know, it's been so exclusive to one trail or the other, and now all of a sudden you've got, you know, you're looking at this thing and saying, hey, we're just going to go fish one here with the best guys in the world and see who comes out on top, which is going to be your true world champion. That's going to be pretty neat because you get a whole year of that after that.
Right. I mean, it really is. You know, it's an awesome format. I really like, you know, in the opportunities, everybody will be fishing real comfortable. They're fishing in their own boats, using their own stuff, dressing the way they want to. I mean, you know, really, I'm sure most of them won't, but if you wanted to come out there in a pair of cutoffs and a T-shirt, you could fish that way, you know, whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Well, the nice thing also is we've got a great marina down there, West Bay Marina, right there on Eagle Mountain Lake, who's very, very, very responsive to making sure you guys have all your needs taken care of. And, of course, Cabela's, you know, what a great format. They're talking maybe 30 to 50,000 people potentially will be there at that event. And you start thinking about the numbers of people, you're going to be having writer's cramp from signing your autograph.
Right. Well, that's a good thing.
You bet it is.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Cabela's getting in on it because, you know, like most sports, when I've purchased a lot of stuff from Cabela's in the past, and they're always, you know, they're a big leader in sporting goods, and I'm really glad to see now that they're really back in the bass fishing industry.
Well, you've had some changes here recently. I guess we maybe ought to go over those. You know, you changed boat companies. You've added on as one of the elite members of the Strike King Pro staff. Been a lot of changes for you here recently.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, that's another one of that whirlwind deal that I've been in. And, you know, it's really exciting, but, you know, there's a lot of things I've done the last couple of years that have put a lot of pressure on me. One thing is the way I fished. And then, you know, when you sign on with these big elite companies like that, like in Strike King, you know, they probably have the most elite pro staff of any lure company out there. And just to be on the team with all my heroes, you know, Kevin's on there, Denny's on there, Mark Davis is on there, George Cochran. I mean, it's just a list of who's who in bass fishing. And for me to be on that team with them, you know, it's really an honor in itself.
Well, I can tell you from experience and talking to those folks at Strike King, they're thinking it's an honor to have you on there as well. You know, they're looking at what you're doing, how you present yourself, and all the great things as being the number one ranked angler. You know, they look at this thing, they look at it from a business standpoint, and you wouldn't be there if you weren't a good businessman.
Right, I guess. And also, you know, I've just been blessed, too. So I don't ever rank myself too high. I always see there's room for improvement, and I'm hoping that'll keep me fishing good. You know, as long as I think that I need improvement, I think you'll continue to, you know, to have some success.
Well, I gotta ask you the question. You're kind of a self-proclaimed loner, you know, a guy that kind of does his own thing, hangs out with his, you know, with his buddies and stuff, and does those kind of things. And I think that's got to help you from the standpoint you don't listen to that doc talk, you don't get involved in all that. Has that helped your fishing, do you think?
Yeah, it really does. I just stay focused. I've kind of got the opinion that all of the United States is one lake. And so it's just, everything is a tributary off of where I've started at. And so I just kind of go out and do my own thing and look for my own fish. And, you know, I have a couple friends I talk to. We don't really get into what each other's doing. You know, we might talk about what we caught or whatever, or if we're liking the body of water. But as far as getting any information, I try to stay away from that. You know, if I do get any information, really what I want to know is, like, what's the water color? Is it a cover-oriented lake? You know, that kind of stuff. I don't really want to know where anybody else is catching them, because nobody fishes like I do, and I don't fish like anybody else. You know, everybody has their own little style, and so I think it's best just to go out and do your own thing.
Well, you've got a very, very large fan following. Greg, I appreciate you being with us. Again, the State Farm ranked number one angler, Greg Hackney. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.